What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how you can say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul, which means following your inner guidance to live the life of your dreams. This show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how you can unleash your greatest potential, your gifts, your talents, and make this year, 2012, your best year, where you really create the life you love. And today I'm so honored because we have the most amazing, inspiring guest, Dr. Dorothy Martin-Neville, and she is going to talk about dreams are only the beginning, becoming who you were meant to be. So each time when you listen to your soul speaking and you follow your dreams, you become more and more of who you are meant to be. And you have a unique journey to follow. And it's only discovered by listening to what your soul's longing have to say. They are not based on logic or emotion, but something so much deeper. And that's what Dr. Dorothy is going to talk about. So stay with Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We're live each Wednesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. And isn't it a gorgeous day? I mean, it ignites everything in me to think about my dreams and bring them to full bloom. So let me share a little bit about Dr. Dorothy Martin-Neville. She is a speaker, an author, a psychotherapist, a healer, and she is a frequent guest on radio shows and television shows. She's been featured on Harpo Production through the Oprah Winfrey Radio Network, along with having been interviewed for articles in the Huffington Post. Dr. Dorothy is also a licensed psychotherapist, and she has been in private practice since 1983. And although she's traditionally trained, her interest moved into integrative healthcare as she recognized the impact the events in their lives had on their patients. Now, ultimately, she came to see that those who passionately and positively live this journey rather than merely survive the journey, those are the folks who achieve real success and or health. And as a result, taking risks and coming alive has become Dr. Dorothy's message across the board. She calls all to whom she speaks with humor, profound spiritual insights to live their life fully, becoming who they're meant to be, passionately, vibrantly, adding one more dream to their journey each time their soul calls them to do so again and again. Well, all of you know that this is my favorite topic, and it's such an honor to have Dr. Dorothy here. Welcome, Dorothy.
Hello. My goodness, what an introduction.
Yeah, well, that's who you are. And I know, actually, I want to tell you all, I know Dorothy, I met her on the Norwegian cruise, the Caribbean cruise, because both of us were speakers on the cruise. And I mean, I always believe, you know, you never know who you meet, and we're going to see a lot of each other, but we have something in common, and that's going after your biggest dreams. So, Dorothy, may I ask all my guests this question, like, what happens? You know, you have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, and at some point in your life, you open that door and you say goodbye to your old small self and you say hello to your soul. Has there been a moment in your life when you radically opened that door, and what happened?
There was. I mean, I've done that so many times, I literally can't count.
I know.
But what would I say? For me, the first time was actually in high school. In high school, when I was very much in love with the boy I was dating, and we had talked about getting married, and growing up in South Boston, that was an expectation, is if you made it to graduation from high school, you would get married right after graduation from high school, you would get married and go on and live your life. And yeah. And I wanted to do that, yet there was also something, I didn't know what it was, also something else I wanted to do. Didn't know what it was, but I knew that if I didn't do that, I wouldn't be living the truth of who I was. Mm. And I truly wanted to become a social worker, not realizing social workers go to college. I hadn't known anybody who'd gone to college to become a social worker. When I applied and found out you needed it, I just thought, okay, I couldn't get into college because my high school was unaccredited. And my dad didn't believe in educating girls.
Yeah.
So I had to find a way. And I just found what I needed to do to get that extra thing in my life, that extra piece in my life. And it cost me a lot. It cost me the relationship I had been in. But what I ended up with was a part of me that I may never have been able to get if I hadn't been willing to pay that price. So, you know, you learn at some point that you can do the easy road, and God willing, they're all going to be easy for you. But when they're not, are you willing to make that challenge? Are you willing to take that risk and jump in to live what everything in you tells you is what you're here to do, what you're called to do? And the choice is yours. The choice is yours. And my dream is to always support people who are having difficulty making that choice, that we're all called to just jump in and live with everything we've got.
Mm. Yeah. Why is it so important that we go after our dreams?
When we don't go after our dreams, we are merely surviving this journey. I truly believe that when we come in, I don't believe in accidents or coincidence. And I believe when we come in here, we come in with a very particular life task. And for every one of us, it's unique. But we come in here with a very particular life task. And we're given many opportunities to betray ourselves. Right. And you know that when people call you and say, oh, don't do that. Come on, this is going to be more fun. Come on, let's do this. And you do it, and then there's a part of you that it just doesn't feel right. There's a part of you that wishes you had made another choice. And so many people have gone through life wishing they had made another choice as if they only had one chance.
Yeah.
You know? And if you don't take those risks, if you don't come alive, there's a part of you you never get to claim. There's a part of you that never gets to come alive. There's a part of you that you truly came here to live in fully, and you never get the opportunity to do that.
I so agree. And I always say to people, I mean, not to follow your dream or to suppress your dream, unfortunately, it does not make your dream go away. Because that dream almost grows bigger and it stays with you. But I'm looking at the time. We're almost heading to a break. So for everyone, you know, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have our special guest, Dr. Dorothy Martin-Neville, and we are going to talk about dreams. So stay with us. We're going to go to a quick break and we will be right back.
Saskia Roel came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have the honor to talk with Dr. Dorothy Martin Neville. And before we continue, I want to make sure everybody knows how they can connect with you or contact you, or if you have any, you know, things to promote or you speak somewhere, can you please give us that information?
Why, certainly. My website is Dr. Dorothy, D-R, Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, CT for Connecticut, which is where I live at the moment, drdorothyct.com. And my email address is dorothy at drdorothyct.com. My phone number is 860-461-7569. That's 860-461-7569. They're more than welcome to call me at any time with any questions they may have. I certainly love, as you do, bringing this message out there, that we are really meant to live passionately and vibrantly, to really live this journey, not survive it. Mm. And I would be more than willing to help anybody I could get to that place.
Mm. Thank you so much, Dorothy. So as we continue talking about dreams, where do our dreams come from?
They really are our soul's way of calling us to the next step in the journey. When, you know, people have talked about intuition, they've talked about an inner knowing, all kinds of things. And even in medicine now, there's so much more talk about intuition and inner knowing. That when you listen to that, what we term intuition, you're listening to an inner wisdom. There is a part of you that knows with high sense perception far more than the conscious mind knows. And when you keep listening and that becomes more comfortable, more familiar to you, you find you end up relying on that inner knowing to let you know what what's happening to let you know where you should go or what you should be doing at the moment. I think when you give yourself that gift, what ends up happening, that truly you discover that it's your whole soul's essence. That's truly the essence of who you are that is speaking to you. I don't practice religion, but in my religious upbringing was called your soul. You know, whether it's your essence, whatever word works for you is perfectly fine. But it's the essence of that soul that is who you truly are. So many people I've discovered identify with their personality. They think they are their personality. But we are not our personality. We are so much more than our personality. And when you look at that, your personality has changed. God willing, it's not the same as it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or 20 years ago. There's going to be similarities. But hopefully it's changed, it's evolved, it now expresses more of who you are versus who you thought you were supposed to be when you were young. And so your personality keeps evolving, but your soul's essence is what it is.
Yeah.
And it calls you. It calls you to keep becoming more and more of who you really are.
Isn't it? I mean, I've seen it in my life. Isn't it so exciting? And, you know, when you start listening to your soul, I mean, you never know where you're led. And I believe, you know, the choices you have to make are often out of the extraordinary. I mean, they are not with your logic mind you make the choices. For example, when I was married for 2 years, and I mean, there's a whole story to how that came about, but then, you know, I thought everything was fine, and then I'm in Asia and I shake hands with this guy and I hear my soul say, you know, out of the blue I'm introduced to this other Dutch guy, and I hear my soul say, this is him, this is the man of your life. And I'm like, what? I mean, I am married. This guy lives in Taiwan. I live in Singapore. I mean, there was like, what? Where's the how here? And I always say to people, I mean, destiny is not concerned with location. I mean, at that point, then we have to take a risk and take a leap and dare to listen to our soul. And, you know, now I'm, you know, there's a whole story to how that came about, and but I took the leap and I'm married now to him and we have 5 children. But it's often not the logic, right? Have you experienced moments where you had to really go out of the logic path to listen to your soul?
Yeah, logic is a nice safe place.
Yeah.
And in American culture, especially in New England has this huge addiction to logic.
Yeah,
and I don't believe in being illogical, but you know, there's a huge space between being illogical and being governed by logic. There's this huge world of spirituality, of soul's essence, where it doesn't have to make sense. You just know it's true. You just know that this is the truth of what is, and there's not an ounce of logic to it. But when you follow your heart, you end up where you're supposed to be. And it isn't always where you thought it would be. I was speaking to some very old friends over the weekend, and we were looking at our lives. How many of us have, at this point in our journey, does our life look the way we thought it would look when we were 15 or 16?
Yeah.
And not one of us has a life that looks like what we thought it would look like. And not that there's anything wrong with them, but who would have known? You know, like, who would have thunk that this is where we were going to go? But when you follow what feels like your truth, when you follow what makes perfect sense to you, what you end up with was peace in your journey. What you end up with is a life that is lived logically, but not governed by logic.
Yeah.
It's governed by the essence of who you are.
Right. At some point, I believe we have to let go of control and give that control up to a bigger force. You know, we can call it God or source or power, but it's a safe place. That's what I believe.
Right. And it's what it does is it leads you. When you take that risk, and I'm not talking about an urge. I have an urge to go live here. I have an urge to buy this. That's so different from everything in me is calling me to do this. Everything in me is pointing me over there. That's so dramatically different. That's when you know this is your soul calling you to take the next risk. This is your soul calling you to jump in, like you've grown. And oftentimes when people do that, they'll step back and they'll say, I now realize I had outgrown where I was. I now realized that I hadn't been happy in that particular job. I'm hearing this from men or women who are getting downsized or laid off or whatever the term of the moment is. And they will say to me, I never would have left that position because it was safe. But now that I'm out of it, I realize I wasn't happy in that job for years. And I have never felt so at peace in my life as I do now.
It's true, and I believe it impacts our health as well. And I know you know a lot about it. And can you talk a little bit? Because you even had a school of energy medicine.
Well, I do. Actually, my third book, Your Soul Sings, Your Body Dances, discusses this. That what happens is that what we've now know in research and medicine is that disease is stress-related. Yeah. Only to the extent that your body is filled with disease, are you prone to disorders? And every personality carries their stress differently. Every personality reacts to life rather than responds to life differently. And understanding that about yourself really allows you to claim some of your health back. But the fact is, when you do what you're called to do rather than what you believe you're supposed to, you are more at peace. And when you are at peace, your body is at peace and it is healthy. We really need, you can't emphasize that too much, that we are meant to be at peace.
I agree.
This is not meant to be a hard journey.
Yeah. What would you say, Dorothy, to people who, you know, they feel that calling and they know they have that dream, but they're in the space of they need to bridge that gap between their logic that they can take the leap. What do you say to those people?
Well, I ask them to come back and experience a time in their life, and whenever that was, when they took a risk and they just wanted to do something and they went and did it, that they knew that this was going to be right for them. And how did they feel at that time? And oftentimes when they're in their head, they say, well, I can't think of anything I've ever done. Well, let's take a minute. We're in no rush here.
Right.
Let's go back, find a time in your life when you felt absolutely free, absolutely at peace with your life, with who you are. Find a time in your life when you were fully you. And when you give them a few minutes, more times than not, they can find that place. And they then realize that there is a whole side of them that they've lost touch with. And they've become surviving this journey, putting one foot in front of the other. And for some, being safe is the most important thing, so putting one foot in front of the other sounds perfectly logical to them. And it is logical. But if you're going to live this life, if you're going to have your passion, and you see these people, you see some people who just seem so filled with joy and so filled with life. I remember being around somebody not that long ago, about 6 months ago, and he kept saying to me, why are you always laughing? Why are you always happy? That makes no sense. And I thought, what would make sense? Being miserable? What would make sense to you that you would believe life is meant to be so unhappy that if I was truly living in reality, I would be absolutely sad?
Yeah.
And how sad that his belief system was such that if you were realistic, you would not be happy.
Yeah.
And when you go back, I mean, I was raised Christian, and one of the things Christ had said was be like the children. He didn't mean immature and irresponsible. It's have that lightness of heart, have that lightness of soul. And I don't know any of us who don't see these people out there, whether it's in, you know, on the street or in a park, who just seem to be so at peace and alive. And how many of us have just said, God, I wish I had whatever he's got.
Mm.
And the fact is, every one of us can have that.
That's
every
so
one
true.
Of us can have that.
Well, I think we're almost going to a break. And everybody, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We take a quick break and we have our special guest, Dr. Dorothy Martin-Neville. So stay with us. We are right back.
Making my Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And today we have the honor to talk with our special guest, Dr. Dorothy Martin-Neville. And before we continue, I want to make sure everybody knows how to connect and contact Dr. Dorothy. We're talking about dreams, that they're only the beginning, and they really bring us to who we are meant to be. And Dorothy, can you give the listeners your email, your contact information, and how they can talk with you?
Sure. My email is Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, at Dr. Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Dorothy at drdorothyct.com. Connecticut is where I live, so it's Dr. Dorothy CT for Connecticut.
Mm. Great. And your website, one more time?
My website is drdorothyct.com.
Oh, great.
Make it very simple.
Dr. Dorothy at ct.com,
Dorothy at drdorothyct.com. It just keeps getting easier and easier between the blog and everything else.
Isn't that something? We need easy. We need easy. And talking about easy for all of you, I have created a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose and to learn all the proven secrets to achieve your dreams in 21 days. This is basically the heart of what I do, but it's an absolutely free training program. It teaches you how you can release your fears. It has guided meditations. And if you go to yoursoulguidance.com, that is www.yoursoulguidance.com, you can receive that 21 secret soul map to your dreams. Next to that, you will also receive then every Monday morning a soul card reading, and that's at yoursoulguidance.com. And in the future, I'm going to do also soul card readings on the show at the end of the show, so I'll announce that when that's coming, and you can just call in with your burning question, and I will pull soul cards for you and give you like a mini reading. So stay tuned for that. But let's talk about dreams. Dorothy, what do you think is like the biggest block for people to overcome, to dare go after their dream?
I think with all of us, it's fear. I mean, you know yourself, we've both been living our dreams the best as we could throughout our journeys. But fear always comes in. There's always that fear of, oh, my God, what if it doesn't work? Oh, my God, what if it's a mistake? Oh, my God, oh, my God. We can think of so many things to become frightened of. That's easy. And yet, you know, what I taught for 19 years in the school I founded was that every time a fear comes up, it's because your soul knows it's time to go to the next level.
Yeah.
So when fear shows up, it's because you're being called on the soul level to grow and take another risk. And the only thing that has made it possible for me to keep doing this, and there's always fear. I could list a half a dozen fears that exist in my body at the moment. Fears always come up. But my life experience has showed me that every time I take that risk, every time I jump off that cliff, I end up with more of me than I had before I jumped. I end up with more of an awareness of who I truly am than where I jumped. And if I jumped into a place that I didn't want to stay, well, then that's okay. It's time then. It's soul's way of saying you've learned what you needed while you were here. It's time to move on. Let's follow the next step in your journey. And it becomes this continuous process of growing and changing and learning.
Yeah, I love that. And you make such a point, because we all have fear. And I mean, it just takes a little courage sometimes. And courage doesn't mean we have no fear, but you do it regardless. And the funny part is, what I've discovered, people say to me, well, you're living all your dreams. Yes, I do. But the thing is, my soul knows I'm a risk taker. So there's always the next step. So every time, you know, you do something, you're like, okay, now fear comes up. Now I have to do it in a bigger way. So it's a journey that keeps going. It's not like, you know, now you have that dream. Yes, now we move to America. Now it's just the beginning, exactly as your book talked about, right? You're like,
the beginning of the next batch.
What's next? And yeah, it's an adventure, but I think it's so worth taking that adventure. So tell us a little bit about the book, Dorothy, because we haven't even talked about that.
Which book? I've got four books.
Well, you have three books, right? Just mention the three of them.
The first book is Your Soul Sings, Your Body Dances. And that really is what my message is that when you live your life, when you are fully healthy and fully vibrant and you're fully there, you know, when your soul sings and your body dances, you're just living your life. Your soul is happy. It's at peace. It's vibrant. You're filled with passion. You can't wait to get up in the morning. When you live that way, your body is healthy. And you need to look at the ways in which you betray yourself, the ways you don't allow yourself to live fully, the way you don't allow yourself to really, really become everything you're meant to be. And learn how you do self-betrayal. We all do it. We all say yes when we meant no. We all say no when we really want to. Just look at why you're doing it. And when you, the more you betray yourself, the more you set yourself up for disease. I have another one of my books, Dreams Are Only the Beginning of Becoming Who You're Meant to Be. That book is autobiographical. That book, the backdrop of that book, if you will, is all about my life in an orphanage and being adopted and raised in the housing projects in South Boston. And from there, you know, with a prostitute upstairs and a prostitute downstairs. And it was quite a journey, quite a colorful journey with some wonderful characters in my life. And it goes through so many of the things, and going into the convent, becoming a Catholic nun, leaving and becoming an international airline stewardess. And so many, many, many of my journey is there, but it's all a backdrop that my life is simply used to show people the real message of that book, which is that every dream has a purpose. You know, my dream of growing up was to get married right after high school. I was madly in love with this boy, and was to get married and have all these children. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted for my journey. And yet my soul kept saying that there's more. You've got to do more. You're here to do something else. There's more. And I followed that dream. And you learn that each dream builds on the next, that passion, that vibrancy that was there built on the next dream. I became a Catholic nun in religious life. Because I was illegitimate, I was forced to go to Canada and work with a community that worked with prostitutes. They were willing to take a risk on an illegitimate child. But I learned French, and when I left religious life, I decided to become an international airline stewardess, and you needed two languages. Well, I now had French, because I had been in a French-Canadian community. And it goes on and on and on, and shows that some dreams are meant to be for a lifetime. Some dreams are just the gift you get that kicks you out of complacency and allows you to then go to the next level. Some dreams are not even meant to be achieved. You want to be a school teacher, and you go to college to be a school teacher, and yet before you actually become licensed or certified, you discover through your training as a teacher that there's something else you want to do that you never would have been exposed to if you hadn't become a teacher. So deciding to be a teacher wasn't a mistake. It was just a step you needed to take to open up a whole new vista that's showing you a whole lot of opportunities you never would have seen from where you were. So it's really, the book is about having permission to really jump in and live this life with those callings, listening to your soul.
If people, we both talk so much about soul and listening to soul. What do you say to people if they say, how can I learn to listen to my soul?
When's the last time you sat in quiet? When is the last time you allowed yourself to simply sit? And I usually get, oh, I don't have time, I've got the kids, or I've got my job, or I don't have time. As if we sit around all day waiting for, someone to bring us bonbons, if only I had somebody bringing me bonbons, what a good journey that would be for the moment. But, the thing is that there's never a perfect time. There's never a perfect time. When you're retired, you can say it's not a good time, I have less money. When you're working full time, it's not a good time because I'm too busy. We can always find that it's not a good time unless, of course, we decide to make it the right time. And so to me, it's calling people to take the risk of sitting in the quiet. And our culture certainly doesn't support that. The American culture just calls you to live so quickly and so rapidly without having time to catch up with you.
And you bring up a good point.
Yeah.
We don't sit, because what surprised me so much as a European coming here, we sit at the breakfast table, all of us. We sit at the lunch table, all of us. We sit at the dinner table, all of us, at least for half hour. And it's like normal. You when you eat, you sit, and we have these big, especially in my family, that's really important, and I want them. But coming here, I saw everybody eats drive-through, or it goes fast. We don't take the time for ourselves. And no wonder, I'd never thought of it that way, like especially in the American culture, people are not even used to sit down. But Dorothy, we're already heading to a break. I want to continue this conversation. We have our special guest with Dr. Dorothy Martin-Neville. We're going to talk more about, what it is. How can we listen to our soul? And as Dr. Dorothy brought up this point, like, we're in this American culture not used to sit with ourselves. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Oh, yeah. Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We're talking today with our special guest, Dr. Dorothy Martin-Neville. Before we continue, I mean, if you've been listening and you want to know how to connect with Dr. Dorothy Martin-Neville, I want to ask, Dorothy, can you give your contact information or anything you want to share, promote?
Oh, my goodness. All right. Yeah. They can reach me at Dorothy. At Dr. Dorothy, Dr. Dorothy, CT.
All right.
.com, or my website is Dorothy at Dr. Dorothy, CT.com.
Okay.
Right? And I've got on my website, they will find I have a number of books available. I've written 4 books at this point. I'm in the midst of writing my 5th. And that it's there. I also have a series of CDs. I did a 10-week teleconference, and with that, they get my first 2 books and a manuscript I wrote to go along with the conference. But they can check all that out on the website if they're interested.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest point for us is really supporting folks and
right.
just taking that risk of coming alive now.
Yeah. Well, great. So everybody knows how to connect with Dr. Dorothy. And before we were talking, before the break, we were talking about the culture and how one of the great things that we want to learn is to just sit down and listen. And you know, in the American culture, we go fast. And can you talk a little more about that, Dorothy, with your...
Oh, we do. We do. One of the things you and I were saying between the break, because you come from a different culture, and I spent 10 years living in the Caribbean, in the British West Indies, we've been exposed to other cultures and other ways of doing life, and realizing that when you take the time to stop, when you take the time to catch up with yourself, you really do begin to hear what your soul is saying. You do begin to hear your soul singing, you know, what it is that makes you feel an awareness that I am exactly where I am meant to be, not as a responsibility, not as a job, but just I feel completely at home where I am. This is where I am meant to be. And we all want that feeling. I don't believe we should do anything that doesn't bring us joy. When folks will tell me that they're in a job that they don't like. They're in a job that they hate. I said, why are you there? Why are you doing, if you hate your job, what are you doing? We all have to do enough things we don't like, in the sense of there's always laundry to be done. There's always this or that to be done, you know. And there are some responsibilities we have to do. We have to do to be a good, responsible being living on this planet. But when it comes to a job, when it comes to activities, if they don't bring you joy, you need to look at why are you doing them?
Yeah.
And can you reframe it? When someone says to me, oh, I hate going to my son's soccer game, well, then don't go. Well, I wouldn't want to miss it. Well, let's look at this for a minute. If you wouldn't want to miss it, that says to me you want to be there. So every time you tell yourself you hate going, you're setting your body up with this weight, with this burden. So listen to what you say to yourself. Listen to what you're saying. It may be that if you had a choice of five other things, this would be the last you would do. But nonetheless, you're choosing to go. So give up playing victim. Give up playing powerless. Because what that is doing is putting messages in your body that's not supporting your health.
Yeah.
You know, we really have to listen to what we say. We have to listen to what we do to our bodies. Because it's so unhealthy so many times.
Yeah, I agree. And I just want to bring up the point of gratitude. I've seen in my life that that is something that, first off, it tremendously helped to shift my mood when I'm kind of in a down mood. Mm-hmm. We have like 60,000 thoughts a day. And if you want to lift yourself up, you can just think something you're truly grateful for, because you can't feel moody and you can't feel grateful at the same time. You just can't. And you know, to bring up gratitude and think about something you truly love, but that's impacts your body. I've seen that I became healthier actually when I start doing gratitude prayers. And I hosted for 1 year every day for free a gratitude call, and it really changed my life. And I think it's an important piece for us, you know, if we take that time. If you say, like, you know, you say you got to take that time and sit down, you know, even if you sit down for 10 minutes in the morning and you just make a list of what you're grateful for, think about things you truly can rave about. I mean, that's for your body. It impacts your body. I totally believe in, you know, what you're saying about that.
Oh, it really does. It really does. And we've learned that through medicine easily. You know, when patients are going into surgery, believing they're not going to come out, they're making a far more difficult surgery. When they go into surgery, knowing it's going to be okay, more times than not, everything is perfectly fine. It's the attitude going in. It's because energetics exists in all of us. And if your energy is such that life is a heavy burden you're carrying, your body is experiencing that.
Yeah.
And it's so unhealthy. It creates so much difficulty for your physical form.
Yeah, and I know,
you really do need to learn to love it, yeah.
You know a lot about energy medicine, but I do want to bring up, Dorothy, you have a set of beautiful CDs. Can you share with us what they are about?
What they're about is I had done a 10-week teleconference on reclaiming your passion, remembering your dreams, because so many people had talked to me about how hard it was to remember when they were passionate. Even though they weren't miserable in their lives, they weren't passionate. So I did this 10-week teleconference, and what I did after was so many people were calling me saying, I wished I had been there. I've heard about it. It was life-transforming. I wish I had been there.
Right.
And so I decided, okay, I had the recordings. I took them. I wrote a manuscript to help people really get, not just listen to these, but to grow from these, to come alive with these, to really take their life to the next level. So I have those available, and they're described in great detail on the first page of my webpage. Again, drdorothyct.com. They're described in great detail, and I think for those who are trying to find a way to reclaim their passion, remember their dreams, take a look at that and see if it doesn't help you. And certainly, if you have any questions, call me. I'm more than willing to help in any way I can.
That's beautiful. Well, as I see, we're almost heading to the end of our show. Is there one last thing you want to say, one tip?
Take a risk. Take a risk. That thing that you wished you had said, and it's been sitting in your body eating away at you, whatever that is, you know, go do it. Tell that person that wonderful thing you wanted to say. Or if there's a conflict you want to work through, go do it. If there is something that you've been carrying inside of you, like an annoying little itch, like something that has just been bothering you for 10 or 20, 30 years, deal with it. Get it out of your body. And realize that as soon as you let that issue, that long-standing issue go, you feel so much more alive. That's where your passion is going to come from. Your passion will come when you let go of all of those things that have been holding you down. It's amazingly easy because we're meant to be passionate. Just take a risk. Whatever's bothering you, let it go. Work it out. Resolve it. Don't look for the enemy. Look for somebody who can help you resolve this and let it out. Yeah. You'll have much more of you in your life than you do now.
It's so true. And like you said in the beginning, it's not about surviving. It's about passionate living and thriving. And, you know, for all of you as you're listening, I'm sure you have so enjoyed this show. And I want to thank Dr. Dorothy Martin-Neville so much today because I've enjoyed it so much. And I want to encourage all of you as you're listening, you know, take that baby step. And it can be something as simple as go on the website and check out this new job or this new study or call up a friend or go out. It's usually, you know, go out of your comfort zone. Take that risk.
Go out of the comfort zone. And truly, if there's something that has been bothering you for a long time, find resolution. Don't look at the enemy. Look at resolution. When we have a problem, we tend to find somebody else to blame. We make them the enemy. Find out what you need to resolve that. Get it out of your body. And realize that when you stop holding that down, you will stop holding your passion down. When you try to repress things, you repress everything. You repress your passion. We don't get to repress some things. When we repress, we start repressing everything about who we are. Yeah. So come alive. Take a risk and come alive. Live this life the way you're meant to.
It's a lot more fun.
It's a lot more fun.
Absolutely. Well, for all of you, if you are interested, I can help you create that first step. You can go to yoursoulguidance.com to get instant access to this absolutely free secret soul map to your dream. yoursoulguidance.com. And I want to thank Dr. Dorothy one more time. Dr. Dorothy, can you say your website? And then we are saying goodbye. What is your
Certainly.
Website?
My website is drdorothyct.com. drdorothyct.com. Go there and they can get all my contact information and anything else they want. They can sign up for my blog. And certainly if there are any questions, just call. I'm more than willing to be here at 860-461-7569. Mm-hmm. It's been great talking to you, darling.
Thank you so much, and I will see much more of you, I know that. So all of you, thank you for tuning into Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. I had a wonderful time. Join me every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific. Next week, we have Anita Morali. She is going to talk about the near-death experience. It's called Dying to Be Me. It's going to be a really exciting show. Stay tuned, and I will see you next week on Wednesday.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.